In this week's parsha, Parosh says, "Lo yadati es Hashem v'gamis Yisrael lo ashaleach." He denies knowing God. How does Paro reach such a place where he doesn't even know, doesn't even acknowledge the existence of God? As the Nevi'im tell us, "Hatanim hagadol harveitz betochi oro haomer li yoriv ani asisini." Paro thinks he created himself, thinks he created his own Nile River, thinks he's the king of the entire universe, and forgets that there's someone above. How did Paro reach such a situation? Says the Midrash Rabbah that Hashem is not the first one who Paro didn't know in this week's Parsha. Before Lo Yadati Es Hashem, we learned Vayoka Melechadosh Al Mitzrayim Asher Lo Yada Es Yosef. He didn't know, he forgot about his debt of gratitude to Yosef. Says the Midrash Rabbah here, Mashal la'echad sheragam avol shel melech, amar melech yitizu es rosho, ki l'machar yaseh bikach, l'kach kosav alav ha'mikra, kolomar hayom asher lo yadas Yosef, l'machar wasud lomar lo yadati et Hashem. A mashal to someone who disrespected, who denigrated the king's friend. The king says, off with his head, because tomorrow it'll be me. Paro first forgot Yosef, and then ended up forgetting Hashem. I heard in the name of Rav Soloveitchik that the yesod of Paro's spiritual downfall was a lack of Hakaras HaTov. Yosef, representing the Jewish people, did so much for him. He was so indebted to him. You know what? People don't like being indebted. People don't like to remember how much they owe other people. People don't like to remember that they're dependent on others. First, he denied that he was dependent. He denied his debt of gratitude to Basar Adam, to flesh and blood human beings. But then, of course, philosophically, even if I do not feel any gratitude towards flesh and blood human beings, what does that have to do with Hashem, the master and creator of the universe? But psychologically, in real life, if a person is standing before me, who I can see with my eyes, I can hear with my ears, I can touch with my fingers, and I don't appreciate what he does for me, how am I going to appreciate Hashem, who is invisible, who I can't touch, who I can't see, who I can't hear, whose existence can merely be deduced and experienced on a spiritual level if I don't even appreciate the people in front of me? The key to kfira, the road to kfira, is paved with a kfiyas tov, with a lack of akaras hatov. The road to emunah, therefore, passes down the path of akaras hatov. If I appreciate what everyone else does for me, then I appreciate that I'm needed, I'm dependent. I will naturally, even if today I'm an atheist, if I appreciate enough what people do for me, I will eventually come to find my way to Hashem Yisbarach. And if unfortunately I deny what others do for me, if I can't even appreciate people, then in the end, even if right now I'm not there yet, even if right now I seem very religious, in the end I will deny Hashem as well. This is really a deepest level of Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. The Hashem gave us the obligation of gratitude towards others, just like the Ramban and others say we respect our parents as training ground, as practice, as a stepping stone to respecting our ultimate Father in heaven. We are bound to look for what other people do for us, to appreciate what they do for us, to say thank you, to express our gratitude and to acknowledge our dependence on others, however hard that may be. Because that's the only way to truly, truly be religious, to recognize that I'm not in charge, that I don't take care of myself, that I'm needy. And if I'm needy, I ultimately recognize that what I really need is Hashem Yisbarach. The Rav said a bold drash. The Gemara debates, what is the lashon of the bracha to say when after a long drought, Hashem finally sent us rain? And we paskin that we end with, Baruch Rov HaHodaos. What does it mean, Baruch Rov HaHodaos? The Rav explained, Rov doesn't mean a lot. Rov means like in halachic settings. Rov as opposed to kol. We bless Hashem who we owe most of our thanks. What does it mean, most of our thanks? Explained the Rav, we owe most of our thanks to Hashem, but if we give all of our thanks to Hashem, we're in big trouble. If we only thank Hashem and forget to thank human beings, we'll end up forgetting about Hashem as well. If we only thank Hashem and forget to thank human beings, it's because we don't like to acknowledge that we owe anyone anything. It's because it's easy to pay lip service to Hashem because we can't see him, but we really don't like to be dependent. We really don't like to acknowledge that we need others. And if we don't acknowledge that we need the flesh and blood others, then eventually we will end up like Paro and say, Lo Yodati is Hashem. Baruch Rov Ha'odos, give most of our thanks to Hashem. But remember that Hashem wants us to also appreciate all those human beings around us, to take a second and third look and recognize what they're doing for us, to recognize how important they are in our lives, to recognize how worse off we would be without them, and to go around just a little more and say, thank you, I appreciate what you do for me. Give the mir hoda'os to Hashem shluchim, and therefore we will always be able and be in a place to give rov hoda'os to Hashem, and remember that we really do not take care of ourselves, but we're dependent on others, and chief among them, of course, is the source of all goodness, is Hashem.